We're on recording at 10.
Sure.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-031 regarding Mr. Chad Risland. The time is now 10:01 on October 13th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Brandon Eaton, board staff investigator.
Thank you.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Orlene Lower, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Deanie Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then our EAC members, if you could please.
Edward Padilla, EAC, reviewer.
That works.
Larkin Palmer, EAC member.
Thank you, sir.
And Keith Smith, EAC member, home inspector.
Thank you, sir. And then we have our alleger with us, Ms. McDonald.
Yes, I'm Mark McDonald.
Thank you, ma'am. And yourselves, if you could, please.
John Owens, I'm the owner of Integrated Inspections.
And Chad Risland, home inspector.
Thank you, sir. So a few reminders, the meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid any disruptions, cell phones will need to either be turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask all parties to conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on April 1st of 2022 related to a home inspection at 25481 South Montana Avenue in Sun Lakes, Arizona, on or about January 19th of 2022. The CAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material provided. At this time, I will need to ask committee members if they have done so and feel comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Padilla?
Yeah, there's no conflict with me, and I've read it and ready to go.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Mr. Palmer?
No conflict with me, and I've read all the articles.
Awesome. Thanks. And Mr. Smith?
Yes, I'm good.
Appreciate it, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the ledger, then respondent, and then witness. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified through the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You will be called in when it's your time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion from an EAC member to go ahead and enter into executive session.
I make a motion. This is Keith Smith. I make a motion that we enter into executive session.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Edward Padilla, I second that.
Thank you. And I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Padilla?
Present.
Just a roll call vote to yes or no to enter at executive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
All right. Appreciate it. So when we get into executive session, we'll start with Ledger. So, Ms. McDonald, if you could go ahead and stay on the line, we'll go ahead and start with your interview first. I'm going to have to have you guys way back out in the lobby again, and then we'll bring you back when it's when it's your guys' individual turns. Just so that you guys know, we do need to interview you guys separately instead of together.
Okay,
no problem. So I appreciate your patience.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and end this recording for open session. It is now 10:07.